Okay, welcome back. Time to say hello to our friend of such a long time. He has been contributing enormously to those who seek the truth, to helping us understand what's going on around us, how things are being run, who's running them, where the power ultimately derives. And it's never been more blatant than it is now. Everything Jordan Maxwell has presented to us in the 50 years he has been doing this has been correct. He knows. He just is gifted beyond measure. And he's back with us tonight. Hello, my friend. Glad to have
Hello
you on board,
Jeff.
As always. Yes. Pretty amazing out there to watch the ugly reality of this. And we got 73 million Americans who voted for the constitutional republic in which we have lived for 244 years. The other 70-some million, which don't really exist because the votes were fabricated in many cases, apparently don't have any idea of what it is they're voting against. They're voting for communism and against the constitutional republic. That was your only choice. There was no other choice. You've got to forget the personalities. Forget Trump. Forget the creeper. You're voting for the constitutional republic or you're voting for communism. That was the choice.
That's exactly correct. And I've been talking about that for some, as you said, 50, it's actually 60 years. I started back in 1959 giving lectures in Los Mama.
Is it 60 years now? Oh,
60
my.
60 years.
Yep. I remember when it was 50. I remember
well,
when it was 40.
Well, we gained another 10 years.
Jeez. All right. Well, what it is, it's the same monster, the same beast that has always been lurking in the background, but it has grown bigger and more aggressive and more bold now, and it just grinds our face in its filth is what it's doing.
And it was incredibly clever. I had never even thought about the possibility of bringing up some silly notion of a virus that would cause America to shut down, go home, put a mask on, stay away from everybody else, and we hope you die. We hope you die and be broke and can't pay your bills and do no business and shut down and shut all business down. I never thought about that. That shows I was not completely thinking about how this would happen. I just knew it would happen. And I was talking about it. But the mere fact that it came up with a virus that nobody understands and nobody's getting any legitimate news on it, then I'm telling you for the truth, I have no idea what's going on with the virus. I hear all kinds of stories about thousands and tens of thousands of people who are dying in the streets, and yet I'm looking at all the hospitals, and they are practically empty. And I'm just amazed how
some of them are full. Some of them are full, but most of them are way understaffed with personnel and way light on patients. That's true.
Yeah.
And what's happening is people are panicking, Jordan. If they sneeze, they panic and they run to the damn hospital because their own private physicians won't see them. They don't want to see them. They're afraid too. It's so stupid. Here, let me play.
Absolutely ludicrous on the face.
Yeah, let
of
me.
It.
I'm going to play this again. This is 4 minutes long. Okay. Now I played it earlier, but it really warrants replaying. And I want you to pay attention to the credentials of this brilliant doctor, Dr. Roger Hodgkinson, H-O-D-K-I-N-S-O-N, Hodgkinson, okay? He is extraordinary, and you're going to hear something that will answer a lot of questions. And for those of you who heard it before, enjoy it even more this time, and please pass it around.
Mr. Chairman, this is Dr. Hodgkinson. I just want to let you know I'm standing by.
Oh, okay. Well, we would love to hear from you. The floor is yours.
Thank you very much. I do appreciate the opportunity to address you on this very important matter. What I'm going to say is lay language and blunt. It's counter-narrative, And so you don't immediately think I'm a quack. I'm going to briefly outline my credentials so that you can understand where I'm coming from in terms of knowledge base in all of this. I'm a medical specialist in pathology, which includes virology. I trained at Cambridge University in the UK. I'm the ex-president of the pathology section of the Medical Association. I was previously an assistant professor in the Faculty of Medicine doing a lot of teaching. I was the chairman of the Royal College of Physicians of Canada Examination Committee in Pathology in Ottawa. But more to the point, I'm currently the chairman of a biotechnology company in North Carolina selling a COVID-19 test. And you might say I know a little bit about all of this. The bottom line is simply this. There is utterly unfounded public hysteria driven by the media and politicians. It's outrageous. This is the greatest hoax ever perpetrated on an unsuspecting public. There is absolutely nothing that can be done to contain this virus other than protecting older, more vulnerable people. It should be thought of nothing more than a bad flu season. This is not Ebola. It's not SARS. It's politics playing medicine, and that's a very dangerous game. There is no action of any kind needed other than what happened last year when we felt unwell. We stayed home, we took chicken noodle soup, we didn't visit Granny, and we decided when we would return to work. We didn't need anyone to tell us. Masks are utterly useless. There is no evidence base for their effectiveness whatsoever. Paper masks and fabric masks are simply virtue signaling. They're not even worn effectively most of the time. It's utterly ridiculous seeing these unfortunate, uneducated people, I'm not saying that in a pejorative sense, seeing these people walking around like lemmings, obeying without any knowledge base to put the mask on their face. Social distancing is also useless because COVID is spread by aerosols, which travel 30 meters or so before landing. Enclosures have had such terrible unintended consequences. Everywhere should be open tomorrow, as was stated in the Great Barrington Declaration that I circulated prior to this meeting. And a word on testing. I do want to emphasize that I'm in the business of testing for COVID. I do want to emphasize that positive test results do not, underlined in neon, mean a clinical infection. It's simply driving public hysteria, and all testing should stop unless you're presenting to hospital with some respiratory problem. All that should be done is to protect the vulnerable and to give them all, in the nursing homes that are under your control, give them all 3,000 to 5,000 international units of vitamin D every day, which has been shown to radically reduce the likelihood of infection. And I would remind you all that using the province's own statistics, the risk of death under 65 in this province is 1 in 300,000. 1 in 300,000. You've got to get a grip on this. The scale of the response that you're undertaking with no evidence for it is utterly ridiculous given the consequences of acting in a way that you're proposing. All kinds of suicides, business closures, funerals, weddings, etc., etc. It's simply outrageous. It's just another bad flu. And you've got to get your minds around that. Let people make their own decisions. You should be totally out of the business of medicine. You're being led down the garden path by the chief medical officer of health for this province. I'm absolutely outraged that this has reached this level. It should all stop tomorrow. Thank you very much.
All right, Jordan. There's
well
somebody
said.
Who knows. Yeah. Summed it right up. That's what it is. He's 100% correct. He's eminently qualified, and he's not the only one who has spoken in that manner. There are others. I just happened to grab this one and put it up. It's at the top of the homepage. Go look at this. There's a statement up there. I pulled some of his quotes together and put them up. At the bottom of that little statement, about three little paragraphs, there's a link to that audio I just played. Share it. Spread it around.
One comedian said that his friend got sick, and the host said, well, how did that happen? He said, I don't know. We just opened a window and influenza. And I'm just amazed at the mentality of the people of America who buy into all of this stuff, which is overwhelmingly obvious. It's all manufactured and playing on the fear of people. And people play perfectly into it. They will buy into anything that scares them. And so I don't know where to go with all of this or where it's going to take us. But I think I think I would like to just see the left given America and watch what's going to happen. And boy, when the people finally find out who the leaders of the left are and what they're really doing and what they are really working for, and there's nothing you can do about it when the police come to your home and break in your door and force you to do things, where is America, the land of the free and the home of the brave? Well, can't wait and watch what's going to happen when the left finally gets what they want, total, absolute control over America and its people. And I'm thinking to myself, watch what is going to happen. And I can see it coming, just as I saw it coming back in 1959. I've been talking about this for many years, and now I'm seeing it in my own lifetime coming to pass. It's going to be an incredible situation for the humans to live through in America. And when America falls, keep in mind, it's only one time it's going to fall. And when it falls, it's over for good, period. I don't know how any freedom and liberty and justice and honor will ever come back to this country, because the people don't want it. They want to be frightened. They want to jump in and do whatever they're told to do. Wear the mask, stay 6 foot apart, and go home and keep your mouth shut. We hope you starve to death. Because the business of America is business, and they're shutting American business down. It has nothing to do with a virus. It has to do with politics, because I was talking about this back in 1959, some 60 years ago. So I know that this is nothing more than a political move on the American people. Incredible.
You know, Jordan, it is incredible. Look, there is a virus, and they can test, and the PCR test, admittedly, will return 90% false positives, but there is a virus out there that has been created and released, and that's predicated upon, of course, the idea that it'll be used, and it has been used successfully to frighten the hell out of the world. And it did. It worked. It was a geopolitical bio tool. It did that. But it's not a deadly virus. You heard the doctor. That guy's credentials are irrefutable. You can't touch that man in terms of medical credentials. He's impeccable, and he is speaking the God's truth. And I've heard many others about it, okay? So if people choose to live their lives in fear, that's fine. If people choose to take care of their immune systems and their bodies and stay well, and if they get sniffles or they get a sore throat, they deal with it like we always do with diseases of one kind or another. That's the way it ought to be handled. But this lockdown, shutdown, fear porn paradigm that has been thrown over the sheep like a net has worked all too well. However, that said, I am seeing more and more people now reject it. And thank God for that. It's over. They've been pulling this off since last January. It's got to stop. Those few businesses that have managed to survive and then struggle to get back up on their feet to reopen are now being finished off with intentional and completely unnecessary shutdowns, lockdowns, or home imprisonment, as I call it. This virus is not a killer. The CDC even admitted it. Only 6% of so-called, and not all of those that are attributed to coronavirus are really caused by the virus, only 6% are officially caused by people who only have the virus. Many people who die are never tested, even post-mortem. They just COVID death, because they get paid for it. This is all a scam. The whole thing is a scam. And it's taken me a long time with a lot of careful deliberation to come to this point. I watched it. I studied it. I went every night on this for months and months. And it doesn't have the truth behind it anymore. It's a lie. And that's me.
I'm not speaking
for Jordan.
And on my website, Jordan Maxwell Show, there is an advertisement for another website that you can join called Jordan Maxwell Research. And if you click on that and join my research website, all of my work that I've been able to do over the years is being put up there little by little every day as much as I can, because I don't do any of the work, but I have a webmaster that does it for me, and he has a life of his own, so I have to let him do the best he can each day by putting new materials up, because I've got tons of new material about this fraud that's being perpetrated on the people of the earth. But if you go on my research website and join it, then there's a section there for audio video. Go on the audio video page and listen to the 2.5 hour discussion that I heard back in 1966, many, many years ago. 60 years ago, I heard this lecture, and it is the most outstanding and most incredible lecture I've ever heard anyone talk about politics in America or on the earth. He talks about the coming shutdown of America and what is going to happen and how they're going to do it and why and who they are and what they're doing it for. And it's just an incredible lecture you need to hear. So if you want to listen to something really extremely interesting, it's on my research website. Go on JordanMaxwellShow.com and join my research page. And the other thing I wanted to talk about was the democracy that we are in. We have all these goofball knuckle-draggers working for the system and working for their elders and masters. They keep telling us that we are in a democracy. And point of fact, it is not a classic people's democracy. It is a corporate democracy. And there's a very big reason why. Because in the 1860s, this country went through a terrible social adjustment that we call the Civil War, and the people of America were killing each other. So it was decided by the government we should no longer be called the United States of America officially, because we are many things, but united was not one of them. We're not united. We've been killing each other. So it was decided that in order to keep the system going, they had to control the situation by creating a corporation, a company, a privately owned corporation. And it was called the United States Incorporated. So it was a corporation that was founded. And so that means that the corporation was called United States Corporation. Therefore, there's a very big difference between the United States of America, the Republic, and the United States citizen. Totally corporate is a corporation term, and therefore we are employees of a federal corporation called United States Incorporated. And this is what we're going through right now, and it simply means you pick a big corporation, let's say General Motors or Ford Motor Company. Everybody who receives an employee payment in that corporation, no matter if they're working in India or Africa or anywhere else, if they're working for Ford, they are part of what is called the body social. The body social is a complete and absolutely complete number of people working for that corporation. It's called the corporation social. Therefore, when you have come to 65, they give you something called your corporate backlog. They give you some money to live on, so you, at least you can stay alive. They call it Social Security. Why do you get Social Security? Because you are the security for the body social. As long as you pay your bills and pay your fines and pay your tickets and pay your taxes and keep paying and paying and paying until the day you die, just keep paying, paying, then you are a security on the New York Stock Exchange for the corporation. And that's what we are. We are a security on the body social, and that's why we get Social Security. We are the security for the body social. And so that's why we are said to be in a democracy. No, it is a corporate democracy, not a classic democracy where everyone is equal and everyone votes. Because the only way you're going to have absolute equality is in a prison. When everybody's in prison, is an inmate in the prison, therefore everyone has to suffer the same, and therefore we're all equal. But equal men are not free. And free men are not equal. If we are equal, if we put me up against Michael Jordan, Michael Jordan is far, far wealthier than I shall ever be, can do things that I cannot do. He can play games that I can play. He can do things that I can't do. So therefore, we're equal, but not free. No, if you're free, you're not equal. We're free, and therefore I'm not equal to him, and he's not equal to me. Right. So you have to keep in mind those words, equality and freedom, because if you're free, you're not equal. Equal men are in prisons together. So that's the name of the tune. We are a corporate democracy, and this is what we're being told, that we all are U.S. citizens, which means you are an employee of a corporation called the U.S., and that's where we are today. And we have no idea. We keep thinking that we're Americans and you have rights. Americans have no rights. You're not an American. You are a U.S. employee. It's a company, and you work for the company. Therefore, the United States cannot make any laws because it's a corporation, and corporations do not have the ability to make a law. I mean, Ford Motor Company cannot come out and say that all of America must do this or you'll go to jail. They can't do that because they're just a company. So they have no power behind them to make a law. But every corporation has the ability to have its own personal, what's the word I'm looking for? Their own personal, I can't remember the word, the term that's used.
I don't know. Just go on. It's okay. We'll figure it out.
Well, but the point being is that it's not a law. It's a regulation, our personal private regulation of the company. And because of that, then you have lawmakers. They call them lawmakers. No, they are policy makers. That was the word I was looking for. They are policy makers. But suppose you don't like the policy that the company corporation has come up with. That's why we have police. Police come from the word policy. Policy is backed up by police of the politicians. So politicians make the policy, and it's backed up by police. That's why in the old days under the Republic, the United States Republic, the cowboys wore guns. They could go in into town carrying their gun. Nobody said anything. And if you have a run-in with somebody, you could go out and end it right now by squaring off against each other. And there was nothing wrong with that, because that was the freedom. And you have the freedom to do what you want. And as long as you as long as your opponent was armed and he wanted to do the same thing, that if he gets killed or you get killed, then that was your fault. You have the freedom to do what you want. You are a free man. But today you're not free, because you are an employee of a foreign corporation called the United States Corporation. And I have been told and heard people talk about the fact that The real government of the United States is in Philadelphia, and the Federal Reserve will tell you that if you call the Federal Reserve and talk about your taxes, they will tell you if you are an American, you're calling the wrong number. They say this is a corporation. You're talking to the Federal Reserve, which is a privately owned corporation.
Uh-huh.
And if you want to talk about your freedoms, et cetera, and your rights, then you need to call Philadelphia, and they'll give you the telephone number. That's the government of the United States of America that was founded in 1776. So most people do not know the difference between a corporate democracy and their policies and the police backing up the policies. They don't know that we are not free. We're not Americans. Americans were known as the land of the free and the home of the brave. You're not free or brave. You better keep your mouth shut. You wear your mask and stay 6 foot away from any other human. Go home and keep your mouth shut and wear your mask and stay out of the way. And hopefully you will die, because we want you dead. And that's why we want you to do it to yourself, because we don't have the time to kill everybody. So we just frighten you into committing your suicide.
Civil war.
Do it yourself.
Civil war, Jordan.
And it's a civil war. And so that's why I'm watching all of this stuff. And it's incredible that people are buying into it and have no idea in the world, because they have no background of understanding. They've not studied the subject. I mean, I've studied it for 60 years. Most people have not studied this kind of tyranny for 60 minutes. So I'm just afraid that there's no hope for America as long as the younger people in America will buy into anything they're told and do whatever they're told to do, understanding and thinking that they are doing what the government wants. And point of fact, no, it's what certain politicians who are highly paid, who are being paid to present ideas to the people after they create the problem. It's just an absolutely incredible situation. And I don't know what to do about it. And I've been looking at it for a long time.
Yeah. Well, there's really not a whole lot we can do about it. It's out of our hands right now. We have to watch and see what the legal system provides, how it is approached, how it is engaged, and how it responds.
Well, keep in mind, our legal system is referred to as a criminal justice system. Why is it called criminal justice?
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
So anyway, I'm watching all of this, knowing I've been talking about it almost all my life now at 80 years old. I've been talking about it for 60 years. I knew it was coming. I started talking back in 1959 at mom and pop bookstores, little gatherings, and I finally decided to go public and professional, and that was back in the 80s. And I began doing radio, of which you were one of my first radio shows. And since then, I've been doing radio and talking about this subject. And it seems that most people have no idea in the world what I'm talking about, because they haven't spent 10 minutes looking at the evidence.
Mm-hmm.
And Albert Einstein once said, what Albert Einstein said, to pontificate without investigate is stupidity. So if you got a big opinion, well, you need to do your homework before you go mouthing off your opinion, because to pontificate without investigate is stupidity.
Yeah, well said. That's a good one. I go back to what the doctor said. His list of credentials was extraordinary. Chair of the Royal College of Physicians and Surgeons. Not only that, he has a business that makes test kits for coronavirus. He knows precisely what this is all about. The statistics have been so skewed, and ask anybody honestly in any hospital about how cause of death is determined. And they'll tell you, oh, we're just told to put it down there. There's no tests. And when you do give a PCR test, the man who invented the PCR test said that this test is not suitable for detecting a virus like this. It's not. And he died a year ago, but we have interviews with him in which he is quite clear about that. And when you remember that the government pays out big money as part of the Great Reset, this is all a mind game, to get a diagnosis, to give $11,000, and if they get the person in the hospital over on a ventilator, they get $33,000 more. So it's big money. That's why the hospitals are sitting empty, a lot of them, because there really aren't people who are sick enough to go in the hospital.
Nope.
And in many cases, they just stay home and deal with it, and they get over it. It's like a normal cold or flu. It's not an influenza virus. It's a cold virus. It's a bad cold virus. But it's quite handleable, especially if you're healthy and have a good immune system.
Yep.
And that's why you heard the doctor say 3,000 to 5,000 international units a day of vitamin D3 will help you stay free of infection. And he's correct. There are other things as well, and I mentioned them many, many times on the program. It's all about your immune system. That's what it's about.
You're right.
I'm sorry for people who can't or won't see it. And they want to go along with the fear porn, and they want to live it, and they want to force it on other people. They will not openly and honestly and objectively sit down and sincerely discuss anything with anybody because they have
no background to discuss anything with.
Not only that, but they already have the answers in their own mind. And their answers are usually two or three sentences at the most. That's all they have.
Yep. And I came across the fact that the three red strips in the name Biden, if you see Biden's advertisements on television.
Oh, yeah. Horizontal.
There were three red strips that make up the word Biden, or B.
Three lines on the E, horizontal lines for the letter E.
Right, and that's exactly right. And then you find out that the three red lines are called the three flags in communist China. China came up with the idea of putting three strips of red and calling them the three flags of communism. So when I saw that and Biden's name with three lines, and knowing that as a communist symbol in the Chinese communist system, but how many people know that? How many people even care? All they know is they have to vote, and Trump has been terrible because he's caused so much business to come back to America, put so many people to work, got rid of all of the unemployment, caused all kinds of great things for this country. He is absolutely terrible. Why? Because the communist system wants to destroy its enemy, the United States of America. And it is doing everything it can right now to destroy us as a people, as a culture, and as a nation. And we, unhappily, are going along with it, doing whatever it is we're told to do. We have no idea who the press and the advertisements are paid for by who, and it's just again, I have to say, an incredible situation I never thought I would ever actually live to see. But I've been talking about it for so long, and finally here it is in our face. America is giving up, going home and wearing their masks and keep your mouth shut and don't go to work and stay poor and broke. Because the business of America is business, and we are out of business.
Business, the global elite looks at every country as a corporation. And when that corporation outlives its usefulness, it's taken down. And this country, this corporation, has outlived its usefulness in the old capitalistic sense of things, and it's being taken down.
That's
to be
exactly
replaced
right.
with communism. That's the old fallback. And young people who don't know anything about reality think that socialism is wonderful. Very easy to bring socialism in. Try and get rid of it. Socialism robs and evaporates the initiative that most people have to get ahead in life. Universal basic income. Why should I go work when I got my checks coming in? So people become what? Vegetarians. Some will keep eating meat. But bottom line is they become zombies. They just putz
and
along.
Want,
and
they want and they the socialism because they believe that the government is going to come up with the money to pay their rent and to pay their utilities and to feed them and take care of them when they have no idea in the world. The government is not interested in spending money on you. They want to shut off the old people's money from Social Security. So what makes you think they want to finance and pay your rent and pay your food and your utilities and pay everything else for you so you don't have to pay anything? You can stay home, sit on your lazy butt, and watch the whole world go to hell on color TV.
Yeah, all true. And there is a move to, which I support, to move people away from eating so much meat. And some will become vegetarians, as I mentioned a little while ago, which is very healthy for you. And I do support that. But otherwise, there's not much that the communists have to offer. They're going to carbon tax everybody. The schools will continue to get worse in terms of mind control. There's a lockdown now in New Jersey where they've set up automobile checkpoints, and you better have proof that you live in that city or you're in trouble, or proof that you're out on an essential mission. This is, I don't recall anything in my study of history, Jordan, that the Soviet Union did to its people under Bolshevism that we're seeing done right here to
Americans.
Right
here, right now, and in your face. Everything that was done to the people of Russia by the Soviet communism is now being done to us. And it is crazy to think about there's more freedom in Russia than there is here. We're told you cannot do this, you cannot do that, you can't open your business, you have to wear a mask, stay 6 foot apart, go home and wear your mask and keep your mouth shut and don't think and do whatever it is we tell you to do. Why? Because we are your masters. And I'm thinking to myself, wow, I cannot believe we actually fell for this. And we're falling for it every day.
73 million didn't.
Incredible.
And what we're facing here is for this country to survive, we're going to have to separate. There will be no reconciliation here. You don't reconcile with communists, Bolsheviks, Leninists, Marxists, socialists, progressives. They don't give up. They don't compromise. They don't want anything to do with compromise. They want to control by absolute diktat. And that's what
they do.
That's right.
That's what we're faced with. And incidentally, there's one other minor problem that I'm facing myself. I wanted
to
talk with you about. And that is the fact that I was told that if I came back to Los Angeles, because my friends are here, and so many people said, if you come back to Los Angeles, we can help you and put you back on your feet. So I got a truck and rented a truck and brought all my stuff back to Los Angeles, and then found out that what I thought I was coming to is my own room in someone's home, and found out I have no place to live, nowhere. And I don't know what I'm going to have to do, but the fact is, at 80 years old, I'm stuck in Los Angeles with no place to live, period. And how I deal with that is I'm dealing with it every day, piece by piece, day by day, hoping that something will happen so I will find a place to live. I don't need an apartment complex or a condo. I just need a room, just someplace to live.
Well, here, how about this? There are a lot of people out there listening right now who have homes, and they have a small little, what they call a mother-in-law, a place in the back, okay?
Yeah.
It's a little bedroom, bathroom, and a kitchenette. They have those right now. And maybe one of them would like to have a national treasure, a world treasure, like Jordan Maxwell, living there, and able to talk to him. He'd be happy to speak to you. He just wants some security. It was all taken away from him under a terrible story I don't want to go into right now, nor does he. But the idea that you might have a place in your home with a separate entrance, a little quiet, peace. We don't want five bedrooms full of rock and roll, young people, crazies, whatever.
No, an 80-year-old man who has been studying and reading all his life.
That's right. A scholar of the highest eminence. And that's what you'll get. And he, what he'd like to do is wherever he ends up is, you know, once a month or so, get together at a, if there ever are open restaurants again, or ever are areas where people can sit down and talk to each other without being under threat of arrest or worse. This is really worse in many ways than the Soviet Union, and they're not even finished yet. If more people wake up to the fraudulent nature of this plandemic, and it, that's exactly what it is,
yep.
they, the global elite, will release a more deadly pathogen that will kill more people. They'll do whatever it takes to drive the sheep into complete and utter subjugation. Make no mistake about it. They don't care about us. We're, our lives mean nothing to them. It's just digits in a computer.
And let me add this too, Jeff. Anyone that I may be able to live with, I have so many subjects that I would love to talk in private about. I could talk for hours and hours and days about all kinds of subjects, from pastoral theology to government, the religions, all kinds of subjects from everywhere. I'd love to be able to talk with people in private about.
Well, I hope that'll happen. So if any of you have what we used to call a mother-in-law quarters, or a little separate living place that's quiet, that might be a suitable place for Jordan, and he can pay a little rent. He's got a little bit coming in. Please let him know. You can contact him directly, or you can contact me, either way, and I'll get word right to him. You want to give a contact, an email address, Jordan, that they can use?
Yes, the email address is simple. Jordan Maxwell Show, S-H-O-W. You have to add the word show, because there are other email, there are other websites out there with my name on them. Because my name is recognizable, it makes money, and so therefore other people have come in and taken my name and put it on their website, and people think that it's actually me. It's not me at all. Mm-hmm. I've not received one dime from all the different websites with my name on them. It's just someone trying to make money off of me and my name. So go on the web to Jordan, like the Jordan River, J-O-R-D-A-N, Maxwell, M-A-X-W-E-L-L, Jordan Maxwell Show. com, and you will see all information on me, my bio and who I am and contact numbers, etc. And let me know if there is anyone who does have a place that I can just have a room. I don't want a big condo. I don't need hotel rooms. I just need a room. Very small and very interesting, and I find myself in this position. I listened to someone who I thought was going to take care of that, and I was told if I come here, you know, you can live here. When I got here, I found out, no, that fell through, and there's no room for you anywhere. So now I'm living out of my little satchel and trying to find a place to live.
Someone's listening that has some ideas. This could be in the greater Los Angeles area. But the Valley is a good area, just so it's not surrounded with problems, okay? And I do feel sorry for all the people who are homeless now. Many of them, it's really not their fault. They were victims of this whole scam, and it's a tragedy, terrible tragedy.
And that's what I'm faced with, too.
Yeah, yeah. You could write to Jordan at Jordan Maxwell Show. Give him the rest.
JordanMaxwellShow.com. Or you can go to Jeff Rentz.
You can just
his
here,
website.
Contact Rentz at earthlink.net. Contact Rentz at earthlink.net, and I'll get it right to Jordan. Okay, now.
That would be wonderful.
We'll get it done. I have also been suggesting to people for quite some time now to remember the word asteroid. If you recall, in years past, we didn't hear the word asteroid much at all. Now, we're hearing it all the time, very routinely. And that should be, I think, enough to give people certainly pause for concern, or cause for concern, for that matter. Because they, the controllers, know what's coming. Now, an asteroid, an enormous asteroid, is going to come zipping by at 90,000 kilometers an hour. Another one, and this one was not talked about, it's going to miss us by 2 million miles, but that's very small in measurements of space out there. We had one smallish one, smaller than a car, came within 250 miles of the Earth's surface last week. So just remember asteroid. That's a big one. And you've got to prepare. Above all, you must prepare.
Yes, knowledge is power. And this is why we have no power in this country, because we have no knowledge, no wisdom or understanding of who these people are, what their motives are, and where they're taking us as a country and as a people. We're going into oblivion. We're being shut down and lied to, deceived and tricked. And that's the way government works. It works with us believing so-called masters and people who are supposedly educated. And the people who are not educated are always befuddled by people who say that they have PhDs and doctorates. And therefore, I'm not impressed with PhDs or doctorates. I want to hear the real facts from people who know. I'm used to that in America. I'm used to hearing actual facts, but I'm hearing nothing today but propaganda that's being paid for.
Yeah, yeah. Did you see the story about the monolith that was found in southern Utah? Government helicopter was flying over, and they saw a little glint, and they turned around and went back down, and there's about a 12-foot tall monolith. It's not black like the one in 2001. It looks like stainless steel. It is absolutely perfect, sticking up out of the desert sand in a rather enclosed area in a canyon. And how these guys saw it was amazing. I'm sending you the link right now. I have it up in headlines.
I want to see that.
Yeah. Now, this could have been there for a billion years, Jordan. Who
knows?
Planet's 4.5 billion years old. It ought to be looked at with tomography and underground. Well, they have ground penetrating radars. There could be something under it. It's clearly not just stuck in the sand. It's deep. This is a big deal. But I just sent you the link, and you'll want to see
that. Oh, wow. That is incredible. I want to see that for sure. Many things like that are happening right now in our world that we are just not aware of. We're not in tune with what's going on. And that is scary to me, how much we don't know.
It's not only scary, it's sad. Remember what I played earlier, the doctor, okay? He knows. This is one of thousands of doctors who have been saying this very thing. And the man is brilliant. I hope you enjoyed listening to the clip. You can listen to it again anytime at all, and I urge you to share it. All right.
I'm intending to go back and hear it again.
Morning. All right. It's right at the top of the homepage.
Yep.
You'll see it. Here's I'm going to run just a tiny bit long. Here we go again. This is
George Orwell's
final warning. Let's listen.
1984 is, I believe, a quite terrifying masterpiece. So terrifying, in fact, I don't think I should like to read another like it.
I am not absolutely dissatisfied with it. I think it is a good idea, but the execution would have been better if I had not been under the influence of TB when I wrote it.
You once claimed that you have an ability to face unpleasant facts. Is that what you demonstrated in 1984 by drawing an accurate portrait of the future?
I think that allowing for the book being, after all, a parody, something like 1984 could actually happen. This is the direction the world is going in at the present time. In our world, there will be no emotions except fear, rage, triumph, and self-abasement. The sex instinct will be eradicated. We shall abolish the orgasm. There will be no loyalty except loyalty to the party. But always, there will be the intoxication of power. Always, at every moment, there will be the thrill of victory, the sensation of trampling on an enemy who is helpless. If you want a picture of the future, imagine a boot stamping on a human face forever. The moral to be drawn from this dangerous nightmare situation is a simple one. Don't let it happen. It depends on you.
Boy, that's the truth. It depends on you. And as I said before, if it ever collapses America, I have no idea when they will come back to the earth, freedom and liberty and justice of the people. Because once America is gone and destroyed, the whole idea of freedom will be destroyed, and there will be no one who will understand what freedom and liberty actually meant. It's over and forgotten forever. And this is what we're seeing happening right now to our country and to our culture and our people.
Right. Jordan, thank you. Got to run. Talk to you soon. And
Thank you very much, my friend.
Okay. Good night.
Bye-bye.
And thanks to all of you. We'll be right back with you tomorrow night.